Congressman William Jefferson, the New Orleans Democrat, indicted this week on corruption charges, today entered a not guilty plea in federal court. After the arraignment, he spoke to the press and began to lay out his defense. Here's NPR's Peter Overby.
Throughout the two-year investigation, Congressman Jefferson has had virtually nothing to say about it. Not when the FBI searched his home, not even when they raided his Capitol Hill office. But after court today, Jefferson lit into the indictment. It alleges a complex two-continent scheme of bribes and business deals to benefit not only Jefferson, but also members of his family.
This is not who we are. This is not who I am. This is not what I have done.
As for the most notorious part of the case, the FBI said it videotaped Jefferson taking $100,000 in marked bills from an informant, and a few days later, agents found most of it in foil-wrapped bundles of $10,000 in the freezer at his house. Jefferson called it a sting. He said the FBI meant for him to bribe someone else with the money, but he didn't. He said that he and his family won't cave to political pressure.
And that we will sell every stick of furniture in our home and anything else we own that we may possess to clear our name and to see that justice is done.
The trial is set for early January. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, the House Ethics Committee is reopening a lapsed investigation targeting Jefferson. Their mandate is to make a recommendation regarding his expulsion from the House. Lawyer Stanley Brand, a veteran of Washington's ethics battles, says that in the long run, House ethics actions don't matter that much.
Yes, the Democrats are under a tremendous amount of pressure having run on ethics, but I think the criminal process is going to overwhelm the self-disciplinary process, as it usually does.
After all, the House could only take away Jefferson's job. A judge and jury could send him to prison. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.